Good morning for Monday, September 5th, 2011. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's on the front page this morning. Gay veterans face hurdles in re-enlisting. Losing billions, the Postal Service faces default. And Libyans turn wrath on dark-skinned migrants. In today's national headlines, all-American from floor to roof? Not so simple. In today's business headlines, China's carmakers to focus on fuel efficiency, Amazon pushes hard to kill California sales tax, and Samsung removes its tablet computer from a trade show after an injunction. There will be more business stories along with more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and the opinions of New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. This is the top story titled Gay Veterans Face Hurdles in Reenlisting. Reported by James Dow. They lived shadow lives, afraid that disclosure of their sexuality would ruin carefully plotted careers. Many were deeply humiliated by drawn-out investigations and unceremonious discharges. For years afterward, they often felt angry and betrayed. Yet, despite their bitter partings, many gay men and lesbians who were discharged under the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy say they want to rejoin the armed services, drawn by a life they miss or stable pay and benefits they could not find in civilian life. By some estimates, hundreds of gay men and lesbians, among the more than 13,000 who were discharged, have contacted recruiters or advocacy groups saying they want to re-enlist after the policies repealed on September 20th. Blue Copus is one. He'd been in the Army for just 3 years when someone sent an anonymous email to his commanders telling him he was gay. After he was discharged in 2006 under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the military's ban on openly gay troops, it took away all my value as a person, he recalled. Michael Olney is another. When the Air Force began its investigation into whether he was gay, it suspended his security clearance and relieved him of his command. On his final day of service in 2006, police officers escorted him to the gate. It left kind of a bitter taste, he said. Though the Pentagon says it will welcome their applications, former service members discharged for homosexuality will not be granted special treatment. They will have to pass physical fitness tests and prove that they have skills the armed services need. Some will have aged to the point they will need waivers to get back in. Even if they pass those hurdles, there's no guarantee that they will go back to their former jobs or ranks. And because the armed services are beginning to shrink, some will be rejected because there are no available slots. People discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell who wish to return to service will be evaluated according to the same criteria and requirements applicable to all others seeking re-entry into the military, said Eileen Lanez, a Pentagon spokeswoman. The services will continue to base accessions of prior service members on the needs of the service and the skills and qualifications of the applicants. To be eligible for re-enlistment, former service members cannot have been discharged under other than honorable conditions, Lanez said. The majority of people released under the policy since 1993, a significant number of them highly trained intelligence analysts and linguists, had honorable discharges. As with all people who join the military, the reasons for wanting to rejoin vary widely. It's a hunger, said Copas, who now works with homeless veterans in Knoxville, Tennessee. It doesn't necessarily make sense. It's the idea of faith, like an obligation to family. Jace Daniels was discharged twice. Because of a clerical error, the Navy failed to note on his records that the reason for his first discharge in 2005 was homosexuality. So the following year, when his services as a linguist were needed, the Pentagon recalled him. I wanted to go back so bad I was jumping up and down, he said. The military was my life. He was open about his sexual orientation while deployed to Kuwait, he says, but a profile of him in Stars and Stripes led to a new investigation, and he was discharged a second time in 2007. Now, 29, Daniel says that in the years since, I've had no direction in my life.